So this morning I'm very excited because Matthew is going to share his story with us. And I just want to say English is, just like me, not his first language. So the fact that he's doing this is amazing. So let's just give him a round of applause. He's stepping out. He's going to share his story. And I'm...
In French.
Oh, you can do it in French. Yeah. And I'm really trusting as he just shares his story with us that really, that God will just do something in our hearts. It really is, from what I've heard. I mean, I also haven't heard it yet. I've heard snippets, and from what I've heard, it is an amazing story just about God's work in his life. So I'm going to pray for him, and then I'm going to hand over. Yeah, Father God, we just want to say thank you for Matt. Thank you just for this opportunity for him to share his story. And I really pray, God, that as he just shares, that you'll just work through him and just come touch our hearts in whatever way you want. In Jesus' name, amen. Like a Matt.
Okay. So, for the one who doesn't know, I'm Matt. The French guy, as Jeff says. Today I will share my testimony, but it's not about me or what I've done, but what Jesus has done for me, only for his glory, to show how good he is and all the mercy and grace that he poured out on me. I was born in France, a country where people are Catholic by default, but almost no one is a believer. In my family, religion had no place. My parents believed in nothing, and they still don't. During my childhood, I was not the happiest child, and sometimes I was sad and depressed. I began my adult life away from my family. Quickly, I started a life filled with sin for many years, until the moment when my life was only sin. Only my pleasure was important. I was selfish, liar, vain, and full of pride. I was living on my own. No God, didn't need anyone, no rules, just mine. I was interested in making money. I ran different businesses with more or less success. Then, for many years, I was a professional gambler. I traveled all around the world just for gambling. I was betting on everything, gambling night and day. I only had this on my mind. I was completely addicted. Gambling 15 hours a day, some days it was more. I made money, a lot, and I lost a lot too. A few years later, I met new people. I had heard about them. Some of them were famous, but not for good reasons. In a short time, I became closer until becoming very close, and finally being part of their family, the mafia. Most of them were wanted people. Quickly, I started to help them, to make businesses with them. I have done many things, been part of huge scams, sold weapons, theft, money, laundering, making and selling fake documents. I can't make the full list, there is so many things. For some people, I had an extraordinary life, filled with luxury. I've driven the most expensive cars, worn the most expensive watches, traveled in private jet, met famous people. It's true. It was extraordinary bad. After a few years of this life, I was arrested. It was 12 years ago. That day, I thought that it was the last one. Two guys was over me, one of head had a gun on my head. I was looking at him, he was shaking, he freaked out. And his nose starting to bleed. I thought that it was the end, but it was not. I went to jail for 2 years, in a high security prison. I was locked 23 hours a day. I've come into close contact with the worst that human being can do. On several occasions, I've seen death up close, and several people that I knew are no longer of this world today. I had very few limits, no purpose. I don't know much about hell, but I'm sure it looked like that. I was released 10 years ago, in February 2014, once I was inside, I took a decision. I didn't know about how, but I wanted to change my life. Without knowing, God is so good that He rescued me on so many occasions. If today I'm still alive, it's only by His grace. He protected me by getting me out of this hell. I couldn't do it by myself. 1 year later, in 2015, God sent me to Ireland with a job opportunity. I was not looking for someone, but He sent me an angel, my angel, the one who will become my wife. When I met her, she already knew the Lord. I told her my story, the full story. Where I came from, what I'd done, I was convinced that she would run away, but no, she stayed. Only God could make her stay. He had a plan for me, for us. During all these years, I didn't see, I didn't want to see, but God was there, looking after me. She was the one who showed me the light. She opened the path to the Lord. One day, my daughter asked me to come to church. I went there. It was strange for me. Never been to this kind of place. Seeing so much love, kindness, feeling peace, the exact opposite of what I saw and knew. I said, I want this for my life. I started asking myself questions and started slowly opening my heart to God. Since that day, I started to pray. I didn't know how to do, and I still don't. But every single day, I asked Jesus to help me. I needed Him. At the end of September last year, a few months ago, I had a dream. It was so clear. I had never dreamed something like that. I spent all my life having horrible nightmares, almost every night. I was in the street and I saw people running everywhere. It was chaos. On the other hand, there were some people who were calm, wearing white clothes. I was one of them. I knew exactly what was happening. I saw people going up to the sky, while others were crying and screaming. These people didn't understand what was happening. I went up to heaven. Once there were lots of people. It had nothing to do with what was happening on earth. It was peaceful. I didn't see their faces, but I said to them, I'm looking for my family. It was so real. A few days later, Brian invited me to a meeting in town. We went with Nick and the girls. Someone was preaching, and at the end, he asked people to stand up and go in the front. I felt warm inside of me. I went to the front. It was that night that I accepted Jesus as my Savior. Now I know that I've been forgiven. He paid for my sin. It was expensive, but nothing is too expensive for Him. Nothing is impossible for God. I've been saved. I should be the last one to save. It was not an easy task, but He did. He healed me. I was blind, and now I see. I come from so far. Among all miracles that He has done, I'm one more proof that miracles happen. God took me from the bottom of the bin, in the darkness, to put me into the light. I have experienced life without God, and it's hell. My life has proved that only Jesus can. Since we arrived in South Africa a few years ago, we are here as tourists. We would never be able to apply for a visa because I have a police record, even though it was 10 years ago. In 2022, I sent a letter to the prosecutor who I asked to clear my police record. It's something that you can ask, but depends on the court to accept it or not. And only very few are accepted. This process can last a long time, and sometimes you never get an answer. I sent the letter in July 2022, and every few months I sent emails and called them to get some updates, but I never received anything. Last year, on the 8th of October, after giving my life to Jesus, I got baptized. Some of you were there. A few days later, I received an email from the court. A few days later, I received an email from the court telling me that my police record has been cleared. There is no limit for His mercy and grace. Nothing is impossible for God. My wife has prayed so many years for that. He listened prayers. He made me a new creature in every way. For the one who don't believe or they ask questions to themselves, just open your heart, invite Jesus, accept Him as your Savior. You don't need to do more. He will do the rest. I still have a lot of questions. You don't need all the answers. If your wife, husband, son, daughter, friend, family are not yet saved, never give up or despair. Just keep praying. My wife prayed for me to be saved for almost 7 years. If one day someone told me that I will share my testimony in a church, I wouldn't have believed it. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. I'm second. This is just the beginning of a long journey. This trip would never have happened. Firstly, without my wife. And secondly, without my friend, my brother, Brian. Without him, I don't think that I will be there today in front of you. I'm so grateful to have him and Nick in my life. In our lives, I'm grateful for his patience, his time, what he teach me, and for what he hasn't done yet. I wish for everyone to have a Brian. We are all called to be the Brian of someone. And to close, I will read a scripture, Timothy 1, verse 13 to 17. Even though I was one a blasphemer and persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I act in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that He are in Christ Jesus. He is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display His immense patience and as an example for those who believe in Him and receive eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.